As Ukrainians both inside Crimea and the rest of the country struggle with events of recent times, former President Viktor Yanukovych fleeing the country, new interim leaders chosen from the opposition, planning for a nationwide election, and the referendum vote set for next Sunday in Crimea, there is yet another aspect of Ukrainian life which has had an impact on what's happening. Many Ukrainians are members of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is part of the Russian Orthodox Church. An Orthodox priest had been seen among the protesters and the Russian troops in Crimea. For some understanding of Orthodoxy and how it's associated with the governments of the nations in which it exists, VOA's Doug Bernard spoke with Marian Simeon, assistant director of the Boston Theological Institute and an Orthodoxy scholar. He said Christian Orthodoxy almost always exists in a dependent relationship with a host government.
Faith leaders are political leaders in many ways, and they make decisions based on the rational choice model to increase their popularity or their power or their authority or to maintain it.
Is this in some ways why we're seeing images, for example, Russian troops or Russian leaning paramilitaries serving stationed in Crimea, and yet very close by are Russian Orthodox priests offering blessings and, you know, singing psalms, that sort of thing?
Yes, because the church, unfortunately, in Russia and not only, has become the resonance box of the state. And whatever the state wishes, the church cannot completely contradict it. We've seen a similar situation during the war between Georgia and Russia, when initially the leaders of the church, both in Georgia and Russia, which are both Orthodox countries predominantly, they were trying to mediate the conflict only to go back to nationalistic stereotypes within a matter of 2 or 3 days. And we see the same thing happening in Ukraine versus Russia. Also, something else that is happening, there are groups of Bulgarians and Serbs forming to go with the purpose of going to Crimea to defend their nation, which is under attack. So it gets very complex, but just for the listeners to understand, it is a loyalty test that faith communities have to take. So the loyalty, unfortunately, seems to be primarily to the nation rather than to the church.
In some forms of various religions, some forms of Christianity, some forms of Islam and elsewhere, there's a sense that no matter where you are part of the brotherhood, to use that term, of X faith. Is that true in Orthodoxy? Because what you're describing sounds more like a compartmentalized sense of identity.
Absolutely. Orthodox Christianity teaches that is a universalistic faith that goes beyond localities and ethnicities. So that is in theory. In practice, when we deal with situations of violence, it becomes very parochial. It makes decisions that are momentum-driven and which obviously contradict the teachings. We have many, many cases of heresies. We have cases in which religious symbols have been used by the state with the complicity of the church itself to justify certain actions.
Marian Simeon is assistant director of the Boston Theological Institute and an Orthodoxy scholar. He was speaking with my colleague Doug Bernard.